1-888-31-TRUTH is the toll-free number. We're talking about chastity. Let's go to Marsha in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana, listening on 89.1 FM, WSPM. Hello, Marsha.
Hi, Marsha.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I am so excited that we have a beautiful young woman who is willing to talk to groups about chastity. It's about time.
Thank you, Will.
Yes. I have a church group that I belong to, and we do have a teenage group for the public school kids at our church. However, I don't think chastity is ever a topic. At least my son, who went to the group, never talked about any topics like that. And most of the things that were covered in this group had to do with social issues and how to volunteer and help the poor and oppressed and things like that, which are wonderful. Mm-hmm. However, I know how much sex is on the mind of teenagers, and I also know how prevalent premarital sex is and the problems that can occur with that. So I am wondering, how is the best way to integrate the topic of chastity in an existing weekly church youth group?
Good question. Does chastity have to be front and center at every youth meeting, Leah? Or how can parishes integrate the message in a way that's going to be attractive to people who might come?
Well, I think that, you know, Marsha, you mentioned that this church group talks about important social issues. Here's just a thought and idea. Chastity is a humanitarian effort. It is one of the social issues we should be talking about. Do we have to breathe it with fire out of our mouth at every single talk? No, but we can talk about it in other ways without even saying the word chastity. You know, talking about the respect and dignity of the human person, the body, tempering our passions, and creating a culture that respects life and respects and desires authentic love. You know, I think some of the ways that they can help, that, you know, churches can best kind of approach this subject to teenagers is a couple different ways. One is, how about the idea that these youth groups maybe get involved and do a informational meeting or a seminar, bring in a speaker, whatever it is, to the parents of the youth.
Oh.
And let's get them on board. Let's get the parents on board, because I'm afraid, unfortunately, that a lot of times there's not a lot of support for parents. And I think parents have a lot of questions of, well, how do I talk about this? What do I do? And if you know, maybe you can either do a couple different things, bring in a seminar, bring in a speaker, whatever it is, and allow the parents to be on board to say, we really want to start bringing this to the surface. There's a lot of reasons why we all should be concerned. These are our children who we love, and that's the way we can do that. I think it's great to start there. And then from there, you know, making those things available in the church youth group and making it a topic that it's okay to talk about. You know, sex is not a bad word. Chastity,
right.
It's not a disease. It's a good thing.
It's a cure.
It's a cure.
Those
Gating
are
chastity,
excellent
it's
ideas.
It's not a disease, it's a cure. Thanks, Marsha. I also, I'm going to keep talking about one book, but Chris Stefanik and Jason Everett have a marvelous book called Raising Pure Teens. And if you and a couple of the parents got together and read that, that might be the basis of some revolution in your parish. I also recommend that you bring Leah to your parish, and you can do that. Well, call 619-387-7200 or go to Catholic.com, click on the Seminars tab, and I know you would not say no to an invite to Indianapolis, because I know they make cake there as well.
I hear that there is cake.
How's that, Marsha?
Yes, we have an 89-year-old woman who makes wonderful cakes.
Pay me in cake.
Wow.
Okay. And what was that number again, please?
619 area code.
Yes.
387-7200. Ask for Monica. And for other speakers, it's Cherry, but Monica would be for Leah and the other chastity speakers. Okay, Marsha?
All right. Yes, thank you.
God bless you. Appreciate the call.